And a happy Monday to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
Oh, I love it.
Too much National Margarita Day?
I think it's just too cold.
Oh.
Nothing like what the Northeast is going through today. They're having snow-nados up there in New York. They got a whole snow day. They're told not to travel. Don't even drive. Because they can't.
Yeah, but if you want to shovel it, bring two forms of ID, sir.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. And in related news, a margarita can never be too cold. Follow me for more life tips. Thank you.
It is the 23rd day of the second month of 2026. 54 in, 311 left to go. 2 weeks from now, we'll be on daylight saving time. It begins, not this weekend, but the next one. We'll spring forward, and we'll love every part of it.
I love it.
He will.
I don't know that he believes that.
22 days until St. Paddy's Day, 43 until Easter. Today, otherwise known as National Banana Bread Day. Can't go wrong with that. Love me that. What?
No way.
Banana bread? Really? Wow.
No way.
Well, now I'm bringing some in the studio just to get that reaction again.
Maybe.
Sometimes they make it because some of our friends at home really love it. But
yeah.
No way.
What if I put raisins in it?
Oh, my. Yeah, no. And for some reason.
Cottage cheese ice cream on the side.
Just so we're clear, the walnut does not need to be in any sort of pastry baked item. No way.
All right.
Uh-uh.
There you go.
I said what I said.
So don't put walnuts in the margarita.
Gotcha. Or raisins.
It is International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day.
I'd rather eat a dog biscuit.
They definitely, really?
Yes.
We can make that happen.
Easy peasy.
We can make that happen. It is Pinocchio Day, and it is Play Tennis Day.
Oh, I mean, remember it's still pickleball.
Remember, yes, it is. Far supreme. Hi, Patricia. On this date in history, things happen. 1896, the Tootsie Roll Pop was invented.
Candy, sweetie, go. Let me see that Tootsie Roll.
Somebody came to play today. Wow.
Heather Lee.
Lupe used to play that back in the day.
On this date, how many licks does it take to get to the middle of a banana bread?
Yeah. I have no idea.
All right. 1903, Cuba leased Guantanamo Bay to the United States.
And look at it now.
Yeah.
A tourist destination.
It is such a fun place to go. Mm. On this date, it's Pinocchio Day because 1940, Walt Disney's animated movie Pinocchio was released in theaters. And Blu-ray, DVD.
That was going to be like National Fibbers Day or something.
On this
Tell
date,
the truth.
In 1954, Jonas Salk develops the polio for vaccine.
Yes.
Wait, no, he develops the vaccine for polio. Sorry, had that backwards.
I like that.
Reverse it. On this date, 1972, Elvis and Priscilla legally separate.
Dang it.
1997, Scottish scientists announced the successful cloning of a sheep named Dolly. It's a goat, but it's fine. On this date in 1999, Eminem drops his first ever album, the Slim Shady LP.
Marshall Mathers.
You want to recite some of that, Lupe?
No, thank you.
All right. Please stand up. On this date in 2021, it was 5 years ago, Tiger Woods had his car accident. And never really came back from that fully. I mean, he's played, but has he? Just played Steve Hawley. Happy 54th to him.
Oh.
Dallas boy. Elsewhere, we a little light on the birthday fronts, but it picks up this week, especially Hank fan-oriented. You know Doris. Dakota Fanning is 32 today. Emily Blunt is 43.
Devil Wears Prada? Is that what she was saying?
And part two.
Number two.
Coming out soon. If you watch the Olympic coverage, you saw it like every single commercial set. Also, Stanley Tucci was running around being all Italian and stuff.
Roger that.
Yeah. Which added to very much this Olympic Games felt like the Hunger Games. is very weird. Girl on fire. Josh Gad, he's a snowman if you want to build him, 45. And Michael Dell is 61 and richer than all of us. So happy birthday to him.
You and me with KB and Heather Lee.